兄姐妹还有来宾，大家复活节快乐！
Happy Easter, brothers and sisters and friends.
有两件补充报告。
I have two additional announcements to make.
因为今天的 bulletin 太满了，都印不下去。
Because there was not enough space and the bulletin, we're not able to print it.
第一件事情有些人知道我们那个游方景弟兄，他已经到。前几天安息主还到主耶稣那里去。
The first is a brother Yu Fangqing amongst us went to be with the Lord a few days ago.
请为他的家人祷告，他太太在我们这里是 Olivia.
His wife Olivia is here with us today, and let's pray for the Lord's comfort and peace for the family.
追思礼拜将以4月18号是礼拜六，就是下个礼拜六下午3点，在玫瑰岗的墓园Rose Hill， 就是在60号那边哈，礼拜六下午3点举行。
The memorial service will be on April the 18th at 3 p.m. at Rose Hills, and then it's near Highway 60.
四月十七号是礼拜晚上傍晚5点到晚上8点是 visitation， 就是说你可以去那边跟他说 goodbye， 还有去安慰他的家人，是礼拜五。
The visitation hours to so that the friends and family have the chance to say farewell and just to have the last look at the body is on Friday, April the 17th, from 5 to 8 p.m.
也特别为Elvin 的妈妈祷告，希望她也能够接受耶稣，她就知道有盼望。
Let's also pray for Elvin's mom, that she would be able to accept the Lord, so she would be able to have this hope in the resurrected Lord.
因为我们今天庆祝的是主耶稣的复活节，所以耶稣说：“生命在我，复活也在我。”
Because we are celebrating the Easter today, and that reminds us of one of the scripture in the Bible is Jesus said, I am the life and I am the resurrection.
信耶稣的人虽然死了也必复活。
Those who believe in me, although they die, they are going to be resurrected.
所以耶稣基督他给我们永生的盼望，我们亲人有一天会离开，我们心里悲哀，但是我们不绝望。
So the Lord has put this eternal hope in our hearts. Although we might be grieving at our family or family and friends passing away, but we do not lose hope.
4月19号，那个我们有受洗班要开始上课。4月19号。
Starting April the 19th, we're going to have our baptismal classes.
如果你已经结识接受耶稣。还没有受洗，有意受洗的，请向朱长老或是向我报名。
If you have already accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, but you have not been baptized, but you want to be baptized, please either contact Elder Chu or me.
6月28号将有浸礼。
June 28th, we are going to have a baptism at our church.
今天我们要讲到的题目是。福音要奉耶稣的名一直传，传到万邦。
Today the topic of my sermon is the gospel will be preached in Jesus' name to all nations.
因为耶稣基督的复活成为我们宣教的动力、宣教的责任、宣教的喜乐。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the motivational forces behind the mission. It is the responsibility of the mission.And it just gives hope to the mission.
我们有责任告诉世界上的人，我们看到今天的世局这么的没有盼望，人生那么多的苦难，但是告诉他，你都有了耶稣，你就有真正的盼望。
We do have the responsibility to tell a world, which is chaotic, and then which we are just in the midst of suffering and trials, to let the people around us to know that there is.A hope in the resurrected Lord, and we are able to have joy and hope.
如果全世界的假设一个比喻哈，全世界的人都生了绝症，只有一种药可以救他。我们基督徒身上有，你会 而且是无限量的供应，你会自私的自己留着自己用，不会拿出来帮助别人吗？
Let me give you an analogy. If there everybody in the world around you are having this incurable diseases, and we do have one treatment, a cure, are you going to keep this cure to yourself and not sharing with the world around you?
那我们如果你有圣经啊，或是你要看上面可以，我们要来念路加福音第二十四章，我们首先要念四十四节到四十九节。
If you have a Bible or if you prefer to read the PowerPoint, could you turn to Luke chapter 24, verse 44 to verse 49? 24 verse 44 to 49.
我们先念中文，念完以后再念英文。
We are going to read in Chinese, followed by English.
念中文的，我们一同来。耶稣对他们说，这就是我从前与你们同在之时所告诉你们的话，说摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的，凡执着我的话都必须应验。于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经，又对他们说，照圣经所写的，基督必是第三日从死里复活，要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起直折到万邦，你们就是这些事的见证。我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上，你们要在城里等候，只等你们领受从上头来的能力。
Luke chapter 24 verse 44 to 44, he said to them, this is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms. 45, then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. 46, he told them, this is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high.
在这段经文里面的前后文，你去看有三个非常的重要的 open 打开，还有一个能力。
If you read the context of the scripture verses we just read, you will find that there are three references of openings and one power.
这也是我们基督徒，我们生命属灵生命成长呢，要经过了三个阶段。
And these three openings are also the three stages that we have to go through as a believer, the spiritual as the spiritual life grows.
第一个是打开我们属灵的眼睛。
The first one is opening our spiritual eyes.
认识，真的认识耶稣是谁，我们所信的是谁。
That we could truly understand who Jesus is and who is the Jesus we believe in.
在耶稣被钉十字架的时候，他虽然预言说我要被钉十字架，三天要复活，但是所有的门徒都跑光了。
As Jesus was being crucified on the cross, although he predicted to the disciples that I will be crucified and I will be resurrected after 3 days, all the disciples actually fled after what happened.
耶稣复活以后啊，跟门徒显现，很多门徒还不相信。
Even after Jesus Christ's resurrection, he showed himself to many of the disciples, but the disciples still refused to believe in this truth.
所以有些人讲说，如果神存在的话，显现出来让我看，我就相信了，这个话有问题。
So we found that there is some fault with the logic of some people saying that. People were saying, if God truly exists, why doesn't he show himself to me? If he does, I'm going to believe and put my trust in him. There's some faulty logic over here.
因为有一些人看了一个神迹以后说，我还要再看一个，再看一个。他永远为什么？因为他的心灵的眼睛没有被打开。
Because people are not satisfied by just seeing miracles because they want miracles after miracles. The reason behind that is because the eyes of their spirit were not opened by the Lord.
第二个, 要打开圣经。
The second opening refers to opening of God's word.
当耶稣跟以马忤色两个门徒在一起的时候, 他们还认不出来, 但是耶稣就跟他解释。 同样的, 我们刚才读这个的经文, 也是你看, 耶稣对他们说, 经上所写的, 耶稣受, 基督受害, 第三次从死里复活, 等等等等, 他就用圣经跟他讲。
As you can see from the verses that came before the scripture verses we just read, when Jesus was with the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, Jesus was telling them, as in verse 46, he was telling them, this is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. So Jesus was referring of opening up the scripture, the word of God.
耶稣就跟他讲说，你看，你旧约上面所写的，就是都是预言的我。所以说，我们如果光光读旧约，新约有很多读不懂。你如果光光读新约，不读旧约，你还是不懂。So
basically, what Jesus said that is, I am the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecies. So if we only focus on Old Testament, we are not able to understand what is being said in the New Testament. The other way, we actually only read the New Testament, it's very hard for us to understand the verses in Old Testament.
但是感谢主，我们基督徒今天旧约新约都有了，而且主耶稣又复活了，所以我们理当，我们所有的经文，难懂的经文连到耶稣身上来，以他为中心的话，就都解开了。So
praise the Lord that we do have in our hand today both the Old Testament and the New Testament. And we do have the resurrected Jesus Christ to be with us. So any verses or scripture verses that are hard to understand, if we would focus on the Lord Jesus Christ and understood that Jesus Christ is the final fulfillment of these prophecies, then it's very easy to understand the verses.
第三个更重要就是打开我们的心窍。
The third one, which is even more important one, is opening of our minds.
所以当耶稣跟那个门徒讲的时候，他们心窍一开的时候，他说：“哇，我们心里非常的火热，如同火在里面烧一样。”So
when Jesus opened the minds of the disciples on the way to Emmaus, they were saying, "Our hearts were burning within us, as if burning." Like a fire within our bodies.
有没有读圣经的时候说，哎呀，神啊，你看这么好，你这么爱我，你看这个经文就是对我讲的，就是在你在告诉我，有没有这种经历呢？
Do you personally have this experience that when you are reading God's word, that you have this warm feeling that Lord, you are actually speaking to me, and these words are just right for me?
如果你没有这种经历，表示我们的心窍还没有开。
If you have never experienced something like this, that means the minds of your heart have not been opened yet.
你曾经有 在恋爱中的时候啊， 你等，哇，等，对方写信来， 一来的时候赶快看啊， 看得津津有味啊， 看得还要掉眼泪啊。
When remember when you were dating or when you were in love, and when you eagerly anticipate the letter from your boyfriend or girlfriend, and then as you read the letter, you are so touched, sometimes the letter will bring you to tears.
但是旁人来看说，嗯，这个也没什么了，那只是讲了一些平常的话而已啊。But
these words to an outsider seems ordinary enough, because to outsiders, they were just regular words in the letter.
因为你的心窍没有开。
Because your minds have not been opened yet.
如果你的心窍开了，神要给你负担，给你意向，给你带领，你就会真的去领受到。If
your minds are opened, God will give you the burden, God will give you the vision, and God will give you the direction, and you will understand the words.
再来，有一个能力，你看耶稣说，我去要将我父所应许的，将 在你们身上的那个先拆来。
Apart from the three openings I just mentioned, there is one additional, which is one power. Verse 49, Jesus said to the disciples, I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. And here's the power from on high.
所以你看, 耶稣先把圣灵拆来，他升天，你又把圣灵拆来， 把能力先拆给我们， 来拆我们出去， 做他的见证人。
So look over here at the verses. God sent the Holy Spirit first, and then sent us out a second to go on missions, to be His witnesses.
所以有时候神感动我们要去， 跟旁边的人做见证啦，近处远方做见证的时候，我们或者是宣教，我们不可以有借口说我不能去，我们不能去，因为耶稣说我已经先差能力给你了，才差你啊。
If God has moved your heart or has given you the burden to share the gospel with people around you or sometimes in the faraway places, some people would make the excuse saying, I can't, I'm not adequate or sufficient enough. But over here, God said that He has already given us the power to share the gospel with others.
再来，他46节到47节有一个非常的特别，它有三个不定词的动词。
If you would read verse 46 and 47 of Luke chapter 24, you will see there are three infinite verbs in these two verses.
耶稣对他们说，照圣经所写的，基督必须受害，第三日从死里复活，并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起，直到万邦。Verse
46, and said unto them, Thus it is written, that thus it behooved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day. Verse 47, And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in His name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem.
这三个不定词就是第一个是受害，第二个是复活，第三个是传。
The three infinite verbs that I was referring to are to suffer, to rise from the dead, and to preach.
然后还有三个 thus， 有没有看到？如果翻英文的话
，and if you read English， there are three words， three thuses in these two verses。
有没有看到是绿色的哈？
The green， the ones that's underlined， actually in green， there are thus， thus， and on the fourth line thus， three thuses。
这表示在希腊文表示说这三个事情是一体的，不可以分开。
In the original language, Greek language, that means these three things are integral. They are not to be separated.
46节告诉我们，耶稣的复活跟受害跟复活，这个神预定的事情，它不是可有可无，它是必定会发生，而且一定要发生的。
In verse 46, if you read verse 46, the two things that to suffer and to rise from the dead is something that is predestined by the Lord and is something that's going to happen no matter what.
所以换句话说，第三个不定词，传悔改赦罪的道，也不是可有可无，是早就预定。他刚刚翻译很好，叫 predestined。
So the third infinite verb, which is should be preached, is also something that's not to be omitted. It's something that's going to happen.
因为耶稣的复活是我们传道的一个基础。
Because the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the faith foundation of our mission.
我们传的不是一个死的道理。
We are not preaching a dead truth.
或是个未知的道理。 只是一个人先想出来的，才几百年前才想出来一个哲理。
Or it's not something that's very mystic or something that somebody just thought of a few hundred years ago.
或是一个实验性的一个思想，说，哎，我们现在有一个信一个什么教啦，或者说信一个什么，加入一个什么，会带来什么怎么样，好像实验性的，好不好？你都不知道。
Or it is neither an experimental thought we are going to create some kind of a religion, and the religion is going to bring this outcome and that outcome. So it's not something like that.
你看世界上所有的宗教都传得非常好听，对不对？都告诉你信的会这样这样这样这样这样这样，还有讲了天堂地狱那什么，都讲得非常好。
You have many religions in the world that sounded very nice. They will promise you this and that. They will tell about heaven and hell.
但是你知道吗？他们传的都是不确定的。
But what they have preached are something that they are not certain of.
我们基督徒所传的是还没有到的事情，神就先写下来，让它发生了之后，让我们知道这是千真万确的。
What we Christians preached or shared the gospel is something that has been predicted by the Lord long time ago in the scripture, and that they are the fulfillment of these prophecies in the Old Testament by the Lord.
所以我们在传说你信耶稣会有永生会复活，为什么？因为耶稣已经先做给我们看了，所以说圣经讲说我们将来我们都要像他一样。
So we are preaching a truth that if you put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will have eternal life and you will be resurrected. Why? The reason is that Jesus has already gone through this. He has already been resurrected, and he was the first fruit for all of us who put our trust in him.
但是我们要得到这个神的恩典，他要怎么样？第一个要什么？悔改。然后赦罪。
So there are two things that are going to happen before we are going to get this blessing. The first one is repentance, and the second one is remission of sins.
如果圣经讲说我们每一个人都是罪人，罪人跟神是没有办法有来往的。
The Bible says everybody is a sinner. If we are sinner, there is no way that we can have fellowship with our holy Lord.
除非我们的罪得到解决了。
Except until the problem of sin have been dealt with.
但是我们首先要悔改，要承认说我们真的是个罪人，我们真的是一无是处。我在神的标准来看，我们都是罪人。
But the first thing we have to do is we have to repent. We have to acknowledge the fact that we are nothing and we fall short of God's glory. We are sinners in God's eyes.
罪的意思就是说，你看神的公义圣洁我们做不到啊，那我们的心思意念很多都是不讨神喜悦的，所以真的是达不到神圣洁公义的要求。
The meaning of sin means that we do fall short of God's righteousness and God's holiness. And the thoughts that are going on or action that we are going on through our minds, those are not pleasing to the Lord. We are never going to attain to God's standard.
神是爱，他是给我们爱，造人的时候把他的爱给我们，但是我们人是自私的爱，那个牺牲舍己我们也都做不到。
God is love. And when he created us, he has put this love inside of all of us. But we are selfish beings, and it's very hard for us to have this altruistic love inside of us.
所以我们要悔改，要接受耶稣的救恩，才罪得赦免，才会跟神恢复关系，才能得着神的应许，神要给我们的恩典。
So we need to repent to the Lord. We need to ask for forgiveness. Therefore, we can be reconciled to the Lord and receive the blessings and graces that he has for us.
我们要再来念五十节到五十三节。
Let's turn to verse 50 to verse 53 of Luke chapter 24. Luke 24, 50 to 53.
我们先念中文，念完以后再来念英文。我们先念中文，来。耶稣领他们到伯大尼的对面，就举手给他们祝福。正祝福的时候，他们就离开他们，被带到天上去了。他们就拜他，大大的欢喜，回到耶路撒冷去，常在殿里称颂神。
Verse 50 to 53 of Luke chapter 24. When he had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. 51, while he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. 52, then they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And the last verse, and they stayed continually at the temple, praising God.
在这里有三个祝福。
There are three blessings that are being talked about in these verses.
第一个是耶稣是胜利的祝福。
The first one is God, Jesus Christ gave them a victory blessing.
耶稣高举手起来给他们祝福，他说：“你看，我是复活得胜的主。”
Jesus lifted his hand and then gave them this blessing of victory. And he said, you know, look at me. I am going to be overcoming his darkness and I am victorious over all. So this is a blessing of victory.
耶稣说, 我们在地上有苦难, 但是在他里面有平安。
Jesus said in the Bible that you have trials and sufferings and hardships in this world, but in me, you will have peace.
因为他已经胜过了这些苦难。
Because I have already overcome the world and the sufferings.
所以平安不是个意念啊, 在我里面有平安, 平安是个关系来的, 你要在耶稣基督里面依靠他, 他就给你平安。
Peace, the concept of peace is not just a thought. It actually comes from a relationship that in Jesus Christ, you would be able to have peace.
我以前在练神学院的时候，每一天都要走过一个墓园墓地。
When I was studying in the seminary before, I had to walk past a cemetery every day just to go to the school.
那墓碑上有很多人，就有些是基督徒，你的话有十字架啦，写，还有些人就刻了一些字。
And on the tombstone, you will see some of the tombstone are shaped of in the shape of crosses. Some of them have a lot of inscription on the tombstone.
有些就写说啊，我只有两岁，但是 plus eternity.
One of the inscription on the tombstone says, I am only 2 years old when I passed away, but plus eternity.
就是有些人他信耶稣只有信两年，他可能四五十岁啦就死了，但是他说没有关系，我虽然在地上的属灵，地上的这个好像信耶稣只有两年，有两年的新生命，但是我还会复活 ，plus eternity.
The fact that they wrote 2 years old is because they meant they have only received the Lord for 2 years. They might be 40 years old or 50 years old in age, but in the Lord, they are 2 years old. So they are saying that they are 2 years plus eternity on their tombstone.
还有一个是写说，我在地上所有的问题啊，所有的问题啊，在天上都完完全全都解决了。Some
of them, the inscription on the tombstone says that all the problems and all the worries that I have in the on the earth will be resolved in eternity or in heaven.
因为有些人问说神啊，为什么这个事你临到我？为什么会发生那个事你临到他？还有很多的世界这么罪恶，这么多的邪恶等等，为什么？为什么？为什么？你都是很多的问题，但是这些到天上你都有了答案。
People will ask, Lord, why does this happen to me, or why does this happen to somebody else? Why is this world filled with evil? Why is this world wicked? So all these questions that don't make sense to us, we are going to get an answer when we go to heaven one day.
因为耶稣是得胜的主, 所有人生的问题在耶稣里面都有答案, 而且是胜利的答案。
Because Jesus is a victorious Lord, all the answers to the questions that we have will be found in Jesus. And because he has the victory over the world.
有一个基督徒，他也是个企业家，他在 Ohio 那个 Lima， 他开了一家公司叫做 American Plastic Company.
There is a Christian and he opened this company. It's called American Plastic Company.
他小的时候是做照相馆的学徒。
He was working in the photography studio when he was being apprenticed there when he was young.
因为以前的照相馆洗相片的时候要用洗相片的药水是用银子里面有银的成分才会让那个负片哈显像出来。
When they developed the films in the studio, they need to use a solution that contains silver, so that the negative would be able to show on the final product.
但是他们用完以后就把它丢掉，那他心里想，里面都是银子嘞，用完就丢掉，不是很可惜吗？
So every time when they are done, developing the pictures, they threw out. The solution. And one day, this person was thinking, isn't it a waste just to throw away these solutions because they do contain silver?
他是非常的敬虔的信徒，他年轻得救，所以他那时候他的收心可能只有一两块钱，但是他都他说神啊，你给我这个机会，给我这个智慧，给我这个生命，能够做事情，我感谢你。他就把他得到的十分之一就奉献给神。
This person we are talking about was a very faithful believer. He had only about $1 or $2 of wage weekly, but he was able to offer a tithe even out of this meager wage because he knew that his health, his wisdom, and everything about him was granted by the Lord.
后来他就祷告，然后他就神给他一个机会，智慧，就是说如何把水那些照片的水啊。还原成银子。
So he prayed to the Lord, and the Lord gave him an opportunity, and also gave him the wisdom, to let him just learn a way of how to recover the solution to convert them back to silver.
因为这样，他就有了资本，然后去做生意，然后他知道这是神给他的机会。所以他的奉献从10%, 20%, 30%, 40%, 50%, 60%, 70%。后来他说我只有领董事长的薪水。
He had enough money to start his business, and he did understand that all the wisdom and opportunity come from the Lord. So he started tithing not just 10%, not just 20%, or not even 30%, 40%, until to the 70%, and at last, what he did is, he only is going to take out a salary as a CEO.
因为他知道人生最大的祝福不是这些财富，乃是耶稣得胜的，是给我们永生悔改的恩，赦罪的道，这才是最真实的，最宝贵的。
Because he understood the fact that the most important thing in the world is not the wealth or the money, the most important blessing in the world is to be able to know this victorious Lord Jesus Christ, is to be able to just repent and ask for forgiveness from this person and get eternal blessing.
所以他支持了很多的宣教事工，然后在他的，如果你开 Highway 75，从新西兰要开到那个Detroit 去的话，会经过他们的公司在左手边，他墙壁上一个，他公司很大，墙壁上一个很大的十字架，还写了一排字，就是 Jesus is the answer， 耶稣就是你人生的答案。
So he started funding or supporting many of the missions and many of the missionaries. If you happen to be driving on highway and going through Highway 75 from Cincinnati to the city of Detroit.Their company is on the left-hand side of the highway, and they have a huge building. And inside the building, there is a large cross, and on it, it was written that Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer to this life.
不是，是在那个建筑物的外墙上面，在 highway， 它的建筑正在 highway 旁边。
It's something that you can actually see on the building when you are driving on the highway. Jesus is the answer.
第二个耶稣给他们的祝福是临别的祝福。
The second blessing that Jesus talked about is the farewell blessing.
因为他圣经讲说耶稣正在祝福他的时候，他就一兜银把他带了上车，他一直走就上去。所以临别的祝福一定是给你最好的祝福。
Verse 51 talked about that when Jesus was blessing them, he was taken away by a cloud and then just taken up to heaven. And we do realize a farewell blessing usually is the greatest blessing we can receive from somebody.
最好的祝福可能每个人不一样，有些人说我需要健康，有些人说我需要爱心，有些人说我需要信心。
The best blessing would mean different things to different people. Some people said I want health. Some people said I want love. And some people said I want faith. It's just a blessing for each person.
最后，门徒在圣殿里面，他们非常快乐的敬拜主啊！你看那个英文，他说他们 blessing God。
Verse 53, you will see that the disciples, after Jesus was taken into the heaven, that they are joyfully worshiping the Lord in the temple. If you see the original verses, they talked about they are praising God.
事实上当然是这个字也是祝福的意思啊。如果说我们知道我们所信的耶稣是复活的主，我们所信的耶稣是得胜一切的主，那我们敬拜神的时候，我们就会非常的喜乐，非常的有信心，我们就非常的在神面前，我们就会非常的来依靠他。
If you do know what kind of Lord you are worshiping, if you do know this is the resurrected Lord you are worshiping, if you do know that you have put your trust in a victorious Lord, then that will definitely give you joy, hope, and we are going to put our trust more and more in Him.
你就不会觉得说礼拜天我来敬拜神好像一个功课一样啊，不来不行啦啊，好像一个束缚。
Then coming to church on Sunday to worship the Lord would not be a routine procedure for you or become a burden for you. It's actually a blessing for us to be able to come to the Lord and worship Him.
这个月是宣道月，所以长老执事会就在讲说，你要告诉我们的会众，让我们知道 why mission， 为什么我们要宣教 ？Who is missionary？ 谁是宣教士
？This is the month of mission for our church, and at elder and deacons meeting that we were asked to just to let the brothers and sisters and friends know what is meant by the word mission and who are the missionaries。
为什么要宣教？四十七、四十八节告诉我们，是主耶稣的命令，不是可有可无的。
Why do we need to share the gospel? Why mission? Verse 47 and verse 48 told us that it is Jesus' command that we should go out and go on missions.
我们宣教的时候，我们心里是不是虚虚的，或是说我们很踏实，我们很有信心？这是从哪里来的？一定是从主耶稣复活来的。
Are we really assured of the fact that we are supposed to do missions? Where is this assurance coming from? That comes from the fact of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
每一个公司都有一个 mission statement， 就是我们公司的企业宣言。我们教会也是一样，有我们教会的信仰宣言，我们的宣教的宣言。
In every company, there is a mission statement for the employees and employers. And the same for the church, that our church has a mission statement or faith statement.
那个宣言就是我们企业或是教会之所以存在的意义跟目的。
That mission statement or statement of faith is actually the meaning of the existence of the church or the enterprise.
我们的宣教宣言就是四十七节。
For us, the mission statement would be found in verse 47 of Luke chapter 24.
是主耶稣给我们的，他说要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷一直到万邦。
Verse 47 is a command from Jesus Christ that repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached.In His name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem.
奉耶稣的名，意思就是说，我们所做的都是为了耶稣的缘故，不是去宣教说，哇，我们建立一个大教会，我们做了一个什么，哦，我们教会很了不起，等等等等等等，好像建立自己的名。
Over here in verse 47, in His name means that all that we have been doing and all that we have done was for the sake of Jesus Christ. So it's not to bring glory to us or to build a kingdom for us or for our churches.
因为圣经告诉我们，如果耶稣不复活，我们没有什么可传的了。
Because the Bible says if Jesus hasn't been resurrected, there's nothing to preach.
如果主耶稣没有差遣圣灵来，我们也没有能力去传啦。
If not for the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit that is sent from above, from the Lord, then we don't have the power or the ability to go and do our missions.
我们用自己的能力传，可能有一点果效，但是不会长久啊。
We might be able to successfully just preach the gospel in our own power temporarily, but not for long.
第四点，他提到宣教的一个确信。
The fourth point in our sermon is the assurance of the mission.
我们知道我们所传的都是确实的吗？
Are we sure of what we preach?
44-48节告诉我们，我们所传的都是确实，因为圣经早就预言是神的话，也早就应验了。
From verse 44 to verse 48, that we were told that what we have been preaching are the truth, because they have been predicted by God many, many years ago in Old Testament and have been fulfilled.
圣经很多的预言就是说将来这个世界会整个改变，需要就是神会赐给我们新的新天新地，只有信耶稣的人得救的人才会在新天新地里面，不然的话其他人全部都要灭亡。
Because it was predicted in the prophecy in the Bible that the world is going to change someday, just totally, completely changed. And there will be a new heaven and new earth. And only those people who put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ would be able to enjoy this new heaven and new earth.
我们宣教能力是在49节，我刚刚讲过，是耶稣的复活证明耶稣的话都是真实的，他赐给我们的圣灵也是真实的，能力也是真实的。
From verse 49, that we would be able to understand the power of doing missions, with what power that we are doing missions, that everything is true about 49.
然后50节就是宣教的祝福，主耶稣应许说，我们愿意去，一定会有果效，而且神耶稣他给我们一个临别的祝福，还有得胜的祝福，还有我们跟神同在的喜乐的祝福。
So the blessing, once we do missions, what are the blessings? The verse 50 told us about the blessing of doing the missions, that the Lord would, Jesus Christ gave us the blessings before he left. So these are the blessings that we talked about, the blessings of the victory, the farewell blessing, and also the blessing and guarantee of the promise that the Lord is going to be with us wherever we go when we do missions.
所以你看马太福音28章啊，最后一节的时候他就告诉你说你们去传福音，他就与我们同在一直到世界的末了。
So that's where you look at Matthew chapter 28 and then the last verse, which is the Great Commission, that he said he is going to, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. That's Matthew 28 verse 20.
什么时候要宣教呢？现在啊，宣教到什么时候啊？一直到耶稣基督再来。
So what, when should we do missions? And it's right now. And then when are we going to be done with our missions? It says in the Bible verses that until the second coming of the Christ.
所以有些人讲说啊，你看圣经讲说耶稣要来，已经讲了2000年了，还没有来。
Some people said the Bible kept talking about the second coming of Christ and we've waited for 2,000 some years, still he isn't here.
不过圣经告诉我们说，你看看以色列复国的时候啊，就已经耶稣在门口了，快来了
哦。The Bible tells us that when the nation of Israel was restored, that Jesus was already at the door. So he is coming soon.
如果你看到这个世界上的地震越来越多，瘟疫越来越多，国家国攻打国，民攻打民，越来越厉害的话，还有地震饥荒越来越厉害的话，你就知道快来了。
But when you observe this, what's happening around us, that the increase in frequency of earthquakes and then the famine and all these natural disasters, and you know that the Lord is at hand.
我们要赶快传福音，因为耶稣来的时候，救恩的门就关了。
We need to go out and preach the gospel while we have time, because it is too late if Jesus is here, because then the door of salvation will be closed to these non-believers.
所以如果说我们的亲友还没有得救，我们要赶快让他接受耶稣，就现在，因为圣经告诉我们说，接受耶稣，还接待他的就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女，是约翰福音第一章的十二节。
So if you have any friends or family or relative who have not put their trust in the Lord Jesus, now is the time to tell them about Jesus Christ, because in the Bible verse John 1:12 said, to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
你看这个图上面写说我们是有罪的人啊，是在这一边啊，神是圣洁的，所以我们跟他没有办法往来。那有罪的人有一天就会受到神的审判，就掉在底下的深坑那里，就是地狱火湖永远的审判。
So if you look at the PowerPoint over here, we are the sinners, which is on the left-hand side of the picture. And then there's us sinners, and then there's this holy God. So there's a chasm.Between us and God, and we are not able to reach God because He's holy. And then we are going to be thrown into the lake of fire if we do not put our trust in the Lord.
所以耶稣基督是神跟人中间唯一的中保，因为他是复活得胜的主。
So Jesus Christ would be a only mediator between the sinners such as us and the holy God.
因为使徒行传第四章十二节告诉我们，除了耶稣基督以外，别无拯救。
Because in the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 12 says, Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved.
所以我们要接受耶稣做我们的救主啊，还有生命的主。
So we need to accept the Lord as our Savior and then the Lord of our life.
认罪悔改，然后接受他的赦免。
We need to repent and ask for God's forgiveness.
这样，我们就会必然要得救。
This way we can for sure be saved, as said in the Bible.
因为神说他爱世界上的每一个人，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，就是我们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Because God said in the Bible that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
信，你看这个信有一个人字旁，这个言字旁。
If you look at the Chinese character, the word faith, the left radical, the part radical on the left is something looks like a human being, and then the radical on the right is something like word.
所以我们不是相信人讲的话，是相信神所说的话，相信圣经，相信复活的基督。
So what we are putting our faith in is not just some hearsay or human words, but we are actually putting our faith in God's word. We are putting our faith in the resurrected Jesus Christ.
所以你要来信耶稣来。
So that's why the Bible says, "Come, come and put your faith in the Jesus Christ."
你看这个来怎么写呢？
Look at the Chinese character for come.
当耶稣被钉十字架的时候，他旁边有两个罪犯也被钉在左边、右边的十字架上。
When Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross, he was crucified together with two criminals, one on his left and one on his right.
有一个就讥笑耶稣说：“你不是说你是救主吗？你看你自己也被钉在上面啦、啊。” 你怎么能够救我们呢?
One of the criminals actually was ridiculing Jesus Christ while he was being crucified. He said, if you are what you claim, if you are the Savior, why don't you save yourself from death?
另外一个强盗就讲说, 主啊, 你纪念我, 当你得到上帝的国的时候, 你, 我在这里啊, 也求你救我。
The other robber, who is together being crucified with Jesus, he said, Lord, remember me today when you go to God's kingdom. Save me.
耶稣说, 今天下午你就会同我在乐园里面, 就说你会, 我去哪里, 你就在哪里, 你就得救了。
Jesus told him that today, you are going to be with me in this paradise or wherever I am today.
所以得救不是 要研究什么大学问, 乃是说你把你的信心, 信靠耶稣基督, 抓住他的应许, 求他, 向他悔改, 让他做你的生命的主, 那就对了。
So salvation is not something very deep or philosophical. It's just simply putting your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, ask for his forgiveness, and just receive him as your Savior and Lord.
所以这个来就是个大十字架中间一个大人，就是像耶稣钉在中间，旁边两个小人。So
if you look at the traditional character of Chinese, Chinese character for come, you would have a cross, and then you have two smaller people on left and right side, and then it have a bigger character, which means another person on the bottom, in the middle.
主耶稣的救恩是给全世界的，所以圣经早就预言说，你看，将来啊，当那日以色列必与埃及、亚述三国一律，使地上的人得到福气，因为万军之耶和华赐福给他们，说，埃及我的百姓，亚述我所的工作，以色列我的产业都有福了。God's
salvation is not just for the select; it is for the whole world. As stated in the Bible, in that day, Israel will be the third, along with Egypt and Assyria, a blessing on the earth. The Lord Almighty will bless them, saying, Blessed be Egypt, my people, Assyria, my handiwork, and Israel, my inheritance.
意思说有一天，本来跟以色列反对的埃及人、亚述人，有一天也会成为神的子民。 成为耶稣基督的信徒，他们要传讲耶稣基督的救恩。So
as we see in the Old Testament that those are the Egyptians and Assyrians, they used to be hostile against the Israelites or they were enemies of Israelites. But over here in the Bible, God says that one day everybody will receive the salvation.
将来在天上我们会最喜乐，因为我们会看到，哎呀，我。 就像使徒约翰讲说，我观看见有许多的人，就是没有人能够数过来，是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的，站在宝座和羊羔羊的面前，身穿白衣，所长的棕树枝，都在神的宝座面前赞美主、敬拜神。It
talks about the Bible also tells about the universalness of universality of the salvation. Is one of the verses in Revelation says, After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands.
我的岳母啊，跟我们从台湾移民来的时候，她是七十几岁啊，但是她七十。 三岁才信耶稣。
My mother-in-law, when she immigrated with us from Taiwan to the States, she was already in her 70s. She put her trust in the Lord, received the Lord while she was 73 years old.
她还没有信耶稣之前呢，生活就遇到了几件事情啊，比如说我岳父突然就离开世上，还有我太太她的妹妹也是有一天突然就过世了。
所以她心里非常的难过，天天在那边哭。Before she was a believer, there were several things that happened to her. Is her husband, my father-in-law, just passed away suddenly. And one of her daughters, which is my wife's sister, younger sister, also passed away while she was young. So she was very miserable. She was just in bitterness and grief for a long time.
但是她信了耶稣以后，当然每天很喜欢读圣经，不断地写圣经，听圣经，她整个人就改变了。But
the moment that she put her trust in the Lord, became a believer, she spent a lot of time and she loved the Bible. She loved reading the Bible and just copying the scripture verses. And then she was very joyful. She was filled with joy.
她就不会觉得说，哎呀，我将来要去哪里啊？她就不会惶恐。
So these questions that where she's going to be when she dies or passes away, they are not going to bother her anymore. And then she was not in fear anymore.
因为她原来还没有信耶稣的，就讲说，哎呀，将来我死了，我葬在美国啊，你看那个坟墓旁边都是讲英文的。
before being a believer, she was always very concerned where she was going to be buried. And then she was telling us that if I were to be buried in a cemetery in America, you know, all the tombs around me, they are going to speak English that I don't understand.
对，他会觉得说，我只是讲台语啦，那看这些都是讲英语，那我怎么办呢？我会很孤单啊。
She would think I would be very lonely because I can only speak Taiwanese, Chinese. And then the tombs around me, all these spirits, they are going to speak a different language. I will be very lonely.
后来他 读圣经呢，他就知道明白了，说哦，原来我们信耶稣的，有一天，要复活得胜，站在神的面前。你看，还有各族、各国、各民、各方的人都在那边，非常的喜乐。But
after her conversion, she read in the Bible that actually when we die, we are going to be resurrected, and then we are going to have victory, and we are going to stand before the throne of God, as we were just reading over here, that every people from every nation, every tribe, every people, and every language, we are going to stand before God's throne.
他知道他先去，有一天我跟我太太也会去，我们都会在天上见面。
And she knew then and there that even if she left this world, that my wife and I will follow and maybe meet with her someday.
因为神的话语给他力量跟信心。
Because God's word has provided courage and has provided faith for her.
他一直抄圣经，抄到后来，他眼睛近视越来越重，他用两个放大镜，一个是放大镜是尺压在圣经上，一个用手拿的，他一直，他还曾经中风过，然后慢慢这样慢慢的克制，将圣经抄了两遍半。
She loved the Bible so much that she is able to just copy the Bible verses by hand. She had this habit. And as the eyesight are failing her, she needed two magnifying glasses, one on the top of the Bible, the other just in hand. So she was able to copy the Bible, the whole Bible, for 2.5 times.
写一遍的话要100多万字。
It's about over a million Chinese characters for one time. So 2.5 times is a lot of writing for her.
教会很多的老姊妹、老弟兄，因为看到她这样说，哎，我们也要开始写圣经。
And many of the elderly brothers and sisters in the church were very much encouraged by her, and they were also spurred on. They also said that we want to copy the Bible by hand as well.
因为真的只有复活得胜的主，他的话才会带给我们真正的盼望跟安慰。Because
only the word from the resurrected, from this life, God can give us the real hope.
我们如果参与宣教啦，
if we are going to be a part of the missions,
我们要打开我们的心，祷告，倾听神对我们的讲话。
We will ask God to open our hearts. We would pray and we would listen.
要悔改, 要有行动。
We would also repent and ask for forgiveness that comes with the action.
随时就可以见证神在我们身上的恩典。
And we are going to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ whenever, wherever we are.
我们领受了神的祝福，我们就要赶快分享出去。
The blessings that have been granted to us from the Lord, we are able to share it with the world.
那我的老妈妈，那就是我的岳母，她说，她本来说啊，我老了，我能够做什么呢？
My mother-in-law was saying one time that I'm very old, so what can I do?
我太太就鼓励她说，你看，你可以天天为教会祷告啊。教会有这么多事情啊，还有 有需要的人祷告啊，还有你这么多儿孙，有些还没有信主，你就天天为他们祷告啦。
And my wife told her, you know, you can't really do much, but you can pray for the people around you. You can pray for, there are so many things that are happening in the church, so many people with needs, you can pray for them. And there are people, your grandchildren or children who are not yet saved, you can also keep them in your daily prayers.
他最后得了心脏很衰竭，快要死了，在医院里的时候，有一个犹太人的医生来，是他的来诊治他，他还跟他传福音，那个医生气得半死。
It's even at her deathbed when she was suffering from heart failure, she was still trying to preach the gospel, share the gospel, with the Jewish doctor who was treating her, and that really angered that doctor.
因为犹太人真的是要开心笑，不然的话他们，你看救主是从他们出来的，他们竟然不认识他。
Because preaching to Jewish people can be something that's not very easy, because their hearts need to be opened by the Lord. The Messiah comes from amongst them, but yet they do not recognize his deity.
他跟那个医生说：“谢谢你诊治我，你是很好的医生。”啊，他问他说：“你是不是基督徒？”他说：“不是。”他说：“哎呀，好可惜啊！”那犹太人医生说：“可惜什么？那可惜你不信认耶稣啊，你就没有办法得到永生啊。”当然，他讲话不懂，是我们在旁边翻译给他听。
So she thanked the doctor for treating her, and she complimented on the doctor that he was a very good doctor. And he said, "Are you a Christian?" And then a Jewish doctor said, no. And my mother-in-law said, what a pity. And then the doctor said, what's to be pitied about? And he said, you know, you lost so much, forego so much blessing because of the fact that you are not a believer in Jesus Christ. All this conversation took place through the interpretation of myself and my wife.
希望那个医生有一天能够真的得救。因为在向他翻译啊，就是应该医生我来怜悯你，你快要死了，结果那个人还怜悯这个医生，他说你看你要被怜悯的人还了再来怜悯我、嗯、
I pray and hope that Jewish doctor would receive the salvation someday because for somebody who is on the deathbed and somebody who is a medical doctor, who is to be pitied more? But in my mother-in-law's eyes, that the doctor is to be pitied more because he is not saved yet.
所以我的岳母她最后追思礼拜的时候，她就把她抄了那些圣经哈、哦，是手抄本哈、哦，给她的儿孙一个人一本两本做纪念。我觉得她留给我们是最好的礼物。
So at the memorial service of my mother-in-law, she has put in her will that just to give all her hand-copied Bible to her children, her offspring. And we think that's the best gift we can get from our parents.
我知道时间晚了，但是我再讲一个小小的见证。
I know time is up, but I still have one more thing that I want to share with you.
有一个就是很多人都知道神保罗牧师。
Some of you have heard of Pastor Paul.
Paul Shen.
Paul Shen.
他是个老传道人，当然现在到主耶稣那里去了。他的儿子就是 George Shen， 就是他也是年轻的牧师哈、哦。那他的女儿也就是医生哈、哦。他的儿子尤其是做见证说：“爸爸，我知道你死了以后啊，不会留什么给我。”
Paul Shen has a son, and George Shen, who is also a pastor. Pastor Paul has already been with the Lord, not with us anymore.So he also has a daughter who is a medical doctor. One time, as Pastor George was just recalling a conversation between the father and son, he said, "Dad, I know you don't have much money, And you are not going to leave us anything when you die.
你是传道人，当然不会留很多财产给我，但是你把最宝贵的、最宝贵的给了我。
You will not have a lot of material blessings for us because you are a pastor, but you have already given us the best heritage a parent has for a child.
你帮助我认识了耶稣基督复活得胜的主，这是你给我最宝贵的礼物。
You have helped me in coming to know this Lord Jesus Christ, who is the resurrected Lord and who is the victorious Lord.
他说我知道有一天我们都会站在耶稣基督台前啊的时候。
He said, I do understand that one day we are all going to stand before the throne of God.
就像刚刚我们读那个经，我们每一个人都在在天上，在得救了以后，在耶稣基督的台前，我知道爸爸你会站在我的前面那几排。
And just as what we read just now, that before the throne of God, people from every nation, tribe, and language, they are going to stand before the throne of God. And he said, Dad, I know when we are standing there, I know you are just going to be a few rows ahead of me.
所以你会回过头来看着我，跟我讲说 ，Son, see, I told you.Son, I told you.
So you are, I think when we are waiting before the throne of God, that you are going to turn your head and say to me that, Son, I told you so.
他说儿子看吧，我告诉你是不是真的啦。那时候我就会跟他讲说，父亲啊，你知道我多么的爱你，我多么的爱你。
He said, you are going to turn your head and say to me, Son,I told you so, and I will tell you then and there, Lord, that you know how much I love you.
希望我们有一天也是能够这样告诉我们的儿女说，看吧，我告诉你是不是真的啦。
So I hope and pray that is the case with us, that one day we are going to tell our children while we are before the throne of God and say,See, I told you so.
希望我们的儿女，我们的亲女也会讲说，是的，你知道我多么的爱你。
May our children and the grandchildren be able to say, Yes, I understand now, and Dad or Mom, I love you.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
是的，我们每一个人都希望有一天能够站在得胜复活主的。耶稣基督面前向他敬拜，向他赞美。
Lord, it is our hope in our heart that one day we are going to be able to gather before you. You are the resurrected Lord and you are the victorious Lord that we are able to stand before you in worship.
那时候是面对面的看到我们的主，不再是隔着一层。
We are going to see you face to face with nothing in between us.
我们也要看到我们所有得救的亲友、弟兄姐妹也在那里。
We are going to see our friends and relatives who are saved. They are also going to be stand with us before you.
谢谢你为我们的罪钉在十字架上。
Thank you that you are willing to be crucified on the cross for our sins.
谢谢你复活给我们三个祝福。
Thank you for your resurrection and thank you for the three blessings you have granted us.
愿你的祝福能够应验在每一个有信心的弟兄姐妹的身上。
May the blessings you have given us be fulfilled or manifested on every child of yours who has put their faith and trust in you.
愿我们的福音朋友有一天也能够得救站在你的宝座面前。
May our seeker friendsThat one day they are able to stand before your throne.
感谢主，听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We thank you, Lord. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.